Welcome to Senior Power of Maine. Hi, I'm your host, David Neely, and as the past publisher of Maine Seniors Magazine, I know that senior power is Maine's greatest natural resource. Yes, I said senior power. Maine senior citizens are the reason Maine has the highest volunteer rate in the nation. In fact, the involvement of our seniors in community and civic organizations provide the very fabric of our cities and towns, making them great places to live. And Maine is also considered a generous state, despite our low income, with most of our philanthropy coming from, you guessed it, Maine's seniors. This radio program, Senior Power of Maine, will be filled with a combination of entertainment and information for mature audiences only. So if you are a senior partner or work with those who are, you'll want to grab a cup of coffee and enjoy our Senior Power Half Hour this and every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30. My co-host this morning is Lynn McGregor. Good morning, Lynn.
And good morning to you, David, and to all our senior partners. I have to tell you, I'm very pleased to be able to provide some light on both facts and myths about aging. Did you know that 1,000 people a month in Maine turn 65 and Maine imports seniors?
Yes, I did, and I'll be one of those in a few short years at age 60, Lynn. I look forward to my golden years.
Well, I'm headed towards 60 in a few short months, and I can't wait. How about this one, David? Fact or myth? Most older people have significant loss of mental acuity.
Myth.
Yes, that is correct. The fact is only 7% of people over 65 suffer from any clinical form of mental loss.
Lynn, this one sort of bothers me because people are too quick to judge a slow recall or memory lapse as a senior moment or even worse, when most of the time it's no more than cognitive overload. Speaking of which, I almost forgot to mention a special shout out to our show sponsor, the Senior Planning Center, which is Maine's leading senior resource for Medicare health plans. The Senior Planning Center represents all the major Medicare health plans and offers you a free Medicare review. Help when it matters most at the Senior Planning Center. In a few minutes, we'll have Brad Dyer of the Senior Planning Center on to speak with us about special enrollment periods.
Okay, David, another fact or myth. Most older people want to live a life of leisure.
Fact.
Actually, this is a myth too. The fact is most older adults are looking to be involved in an active community life. They were busy most of their adult life, and they choose to stay busy.
Lynn, you have stumped the chump on that one. I should have known better. One thing I do know is that the Senior Planning Center is Maine's leading senior resource and is truly a gift to Maine seniors needing help navigating the Medicare maze. And we're fortunate to have Brad Dyer of the Senior Planning Center on with us today. Hi, now we have Brad Dyer here with the Senior Planning Center. As I had discussed earlier, the Senior Planning Center is our show sponsor for Senior Power of Maine. And Brad is a walking encyclopedia of all things Medicare. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave. Hey, thanks for the intro like that. I used to be a walking encyclopedia. Thank God now I've got a whole bunch of incredible teammates around the state that know way more than I do.
Well, you know, what I thought was interesting the first time we talked was that if you didn't have the answer, you certainly knew where to find it.
Oh, absolutely.
And Brad, I wanted, if you will, just to sort of have you walk through for the listening audience the traditional Medicare and the changes that have come with Medicare through the years.
Oh, boy. Now that is a big undertaking. Okay. Well, I think what's happened, Medicare has come a long way. I will tell you that typically when folks come in to see us, there's a lot of confusion, and we can understand why. Medicare surface level might seem, somewhat easy, but when you get into looking at everybody's circumstances, and everybody's circumstances is certainly different, there's a lot to consider. So traditionally, when Medicare started in 1965, you had Part A of Medicare, which is your hospital insurance. Eventually, and you'll have to forgive me, I spaced the year. Part B was added. Those are services you get at your doctor, you know, like labs and doctor's visits and certain medicines that you might receive. That was added. Many years later, 2005, Part D was added, which is your drugs, and Part C as well, which is Medicare Advantage. So traditionally in the past, folks have had their Medicare Part A and B, and then ultimately there are some co-pays, co-insurances, and deductibles that existed that could add up to be quite expensive. For instance, still to this day, your Part B deductible, or excuse me, co-insurance is 20% of any Part B expense. So someone needing chemotherapy, which might involve chemo drugs, that's a 20% co-insurance. So people got very nervous and thought, well, how do we pay that? Well, you know, insurance companies are smart. They ultimately went out and they added what was called a Medigap plan, more commonly referred to as a Medicare supplement today. And you basically paid a fee every month, and then any of your co-pays, co-insurances, and deductibles would be then, quote-unquote, fully covered. People would say, well, I don't get a doctor's bill. But you pay a premium, and then there is an insurance company that would go ahead and cover those expenses. Well, over time, again, insurance companies are smart. They worked with the government, formed a product called Medicare Advantage. That's Part C of Medicare. And what Medicare Advantage does is it allows you to, and a lot of times these days, pay a zero premium every month, and you'll pay a copay, a co-insurance, and rarely, really a deductible at all. Deductibles are something that have been kind of, for the most part, worked out of the Medicare world, except maybe on your drug part of your coverage. But the long and the short is you could get into this Medicare Advantage plan, which looked a lot like maybe work insurance that you used to have without the deductible, and you could save a bunch of money. So without going too deep into all the detail, they added the constituent parts of Medicare, and then insurance companies got involved and started to say, well, people don't want to expend as much, so if they could pay us a little bit. And it's evolved quite a ways. So for now, I can confidently say that someone that is going on Medicare, whether it's through disability or you've left work coverage, I can say comfortably that it's pretty exceptional coverage.
Yes, and that was a good overview, but you can see, Brad, why many out there will think of Medicare as indeed a maze that sounds like some kind of alphabet soup.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Especially when you start looking at A, B, C, D of Medicare, and then for Medicare supplements, plans A through N, and that's not A, B, C, D, but it's plans A through N, so it's very easy to confuse.
And further, it seems that I believe the majority of Mainers are on traditional Medicare, where they may have purchased a supplement. In some case, the premiums they're paying on the supplement are fairly significant and burdensome, given limited and fixed income that applies to most seniors.
Yeah, I would say, we have tens of thousands of clients here in the state of Maine, and across those clients, what I've learned in the last 11 years that I've been doing this is those costs for the Part B of Medicare, which right now everybody out of their Social Security check, if they have Medicare, would pay $148.50 a month out of their Social Security check, and that can be substantial. That's gone up over the years. In fact, 2 years ago, the government wanted to bring it up to almost $170 a month. But Congress got wise that might be a problem and changed that. But the supplement costs, that means you have your A and B and you bought this product that has a premium every month, those are up to $240 a month for coverage. So when a senior is looking at paying for their property taxes and their oil bill and car repairs, and maybe at this point in their life the roof needs to be replaced, and paying those premiums gets really difficult. So often they're looking for, how do I save money? And that's something that Senior Planning Center here, we're exceptional.
Well, in fact, I wanted to as well bring up the fact that Senior Planning Center, in addition to its service locations throughout the state, does have agents all over the state. and you actually, or the Senior Planning Center, does make sure that these folks are service-oriented. So whether you need help signing up for Social Security, or maybe you've got Part A but haven't signed up for Part B and you're just aging into Social Security, that certainly the Senior Planning Center can help, even prior to greater determination of the types of other plans you may want to be on.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a very large independent team of insurance brokers that we hold very close. We think a lot of them, and they're very great with clients. They're all over the state, and we have locations from Presque Isle to Rumford, Farmington, Skowhegan, Sanford, and we've got a couple other surprise locations that I think are going to pop up here pretty soon, maybe on the coast and maybe a little bit more in central Maine. But, that's what we specialize in. If you're getting older and you're saying, geez, you know, what's that transition from work insurance going to be like? What's that? I'm turning 65 and I've retired 2 years ago, and maybe you've been on the Affordable Care Act and you don't know what to do with Social Security and look, myriad other things. Senior Planning Center, what's great is we sit down, do a great evaluation, and we know generally all the considerations that someone who is at that part of their life need to consider, and we take the mystery out of it. So instead of, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, so to speak, going to a whole handful of professionals and taking all the information they get and trying to integrate that into a plan, we do that all under one roof. And I'm proud to say that my team is exceptional at it.
Well, no, that's an excellent way to sign off on this, Brad. But I can't thank you enough. As one of the owners of the Senior Planning Center, you should be very proud of the accomplishments and the good you have done for so many seniors and Medicare beneficiaries. I would like to as well give you the opportunity one more time to list the number, but could I just bring up quickly, you've got a Sanford office now, and one of the many offices. You're from Aroostook County to York County now, and the Sanford office has already been attracting quite a crowd.
Oh, certainly has. It's been busy. And we're very pleased with that. I will tell you, though, look, if you're out there and you're trying to figure out how to make sense, save money on your expenses, call us. My client support team, Tessa Nicole, phenomenal, 207-223-6565. Again, that's 207-223-6565. Reach out to us. We're there to help, and just remember, we're not going to ask you for money. Glad to help.
Well, Brad, that's a good way to shut down this with help when it matters most, which is a slogan of the Senior Planning Center. And just an admission, even though I am under the employ of Senior Planning Center, I'm very pleased to announce that Senior Planning Center is the sponsor of Senior Power of Maine. Thanks again, Brad. Great to have you on.
Thanks, David. See ya.
And now we have with us Gary Crocker, Maine humorist. Elsewhere in the world, I think they call them comedians. But he is here to humor me, and I mean humor me, M-E, for all of us here on Senior Power of Maine. Welcome, Gary.
Morning, dear.
What Maine winters and spring can do to an automobile. And I know that you not only know a lot about this issue, but you've almost defined a spectator sport out of it.
Well, of course, the undercarriage is going to take a beat in the spring of the year. As everyone knows that lived in Maine more than 2 weeks in January and February, March, and when you get into March, Mr. Man, you are into a season of sport. We've made it a sport in West Gardner, and we'll probably have the World Championship located there once we get through this COVID thing and we can have crowds. Because right now, they don't want us to have more than, 50 people hanging about together. And if we set up a sign that the competition's about to begin, then we would draw a big crowd. I mean, 300, 400, 500 people easy right outside of Fuller's Market in West Gardner, Maine. And here's the deal. as you know, you're going to start seeing these signs pop up all over the place that say posted road, you know, no heavy tracks. Well, the reason for that is that the frost is making its way to the surface. It's melting, it's forcing stuff up, and the roads are going to start bubbling. I mean, it's amazing to watch asphalt bubble, but it does, and it causes these little humps and sometimes big humps. And on Route 126 in Gardner, Maine, and on the hollow Litchfield Road in particular, there are these huge, massive frost heaves that appear. And people have saved their vehicles by wrapping them with duct tape. But the thing I like about this, it's taking your vehicle and making a sport out of everything you could possibly imagine a non-athlete doing as an athlete. And it's everything's upside down, David. We're not NASCAR people. I mean, we are NASCAR. We love NASCAR. But we couldn't survive for a mile and a half inside one of them vehicles. But you put us behind the wheel of a Chevy. You know, 1947, 1957, or even an 87 Chevy, and put us on the hollow Litchfield Road, and we're going to launch ourselves into the air. Well, my cousin Willie's wife went to get, always every morning she goes to get him a donut and a hot cup of coffee at Fuller's Market. Well, she got on it the other day, mister, and she wasn't paying attention. She was thinking, Willie wants his donut and coffee. And she kind of, it was a few bumpy rides on the way to the store. But once she got the hot coffee and the donut, muckled onto that, she got back in her, she had a truck, nice pickup, and she got in that truck and she started racing back because she don't want Willie's coffee cold or the donut cold either. So she is racing, and she come on one of the biggest frosties in the history of mankind and launched her truck. Now, I've never seen a truck fully in the air before, and I weren't there, but the people that were there, because they were there for the early competition that we have it every spring where we decide how far you can jump a car, and there's a difficulty factor involved, and especially if you're holding hot coffee and a donut steering with your knees, that right there takes it up way up in the difficulty factor. You get big scores. I mean, even the Russian judge would give you a 10.5 for that, and it's on a 10-point scale. So, Willie's wife was winding it right to her and hit that hump, and she traveled, they estimate, because they can't really tell, there were several places where the road was damaged when she came down. They estimate she traveled about 150 feet in the air and hit so hard that all four leaf springs just gave up. One tire blew out immediately, and she bent three of the rims, but the tire stayed inflated. And then they're trying to figure that out. They've got the University of Maine looking at that, see how that happened. And she had to. Then she had to limp her way home, and she did. The beauty of it is, though, when she got home, Willie was happy because his coffee was still scalding hot, and that donut was still warm from the bakery. So everyone was happy, and then she went out and went to work on that car and put a few more rolls of duct tape to the side of her. So and duct tape will play a role in athletic events similar to that, whether it's on a human body or on a car or truck, duct tape will get it done.
So, yep. So that, yeah, the rumor, come. Gary, the rumor I had about you and your missus, I think, was that you had at one, or maybe it was your mother, I guess, that had the idea to put lawn chairs out by where that frost heave speed bump sign was, and that maybe it's possible that when DOT puts those signs out, that they don't put them exactly where the bump is. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, you had or your mother had anything to do with that. I'm just saying that you set up the lawn chairs, invited some friends over, and I don't know about what, maybe there was a few opportunities for some real outdoor entertainment.
Well, unexpected. And you're right. I got to tell you, on DOT, we moved the sign. See, DOT put them up just where they belong. And the boys said, well, there's no sport in that. You know, we don't want people to know exactly where them bumps are, especially the big ones. So when people come along at 45, 50 miles an hour, We wanted to be a bit surprised. It's a lot more fun for everybody. So we did. We set up lawn chairs, and we started building bleachers because there just weren't enough room for the lawn chairs. People wanted to spread out, and then you couldn't be at the actual site. You want to be where the you either want to be where they launch or where they land, one or the other. The launch is pretty impressive when they take off, but when they come down, Mr. Man, that can be pretty darn impressive itself. So we moved those signs about 50 feet back from where they should have been, and that's not right. I know it's not right, but, you know, you got to do something for entertainment in the spring because there's nothing else going on. I mean, ski season's winding down. The motorcycle season hadn't started. So, you know, you're really in a position where you've got to look for opportunities. And so we make the best we can out of the limited opportunities we have.
Were you ever able to justify that cost of your bleachers, though? I mean, how'd that work out?
Well, no, we charge the fee, of course. We don't give that away. That's real entertainment. That's Maine at its very best. And so, no, we'd run – and we have an out-of-state fee because those people have – they bring in more money. They got more money with them to begin with. And so we figure we can double the fee for them, and they don't seem to mind. They just like hanging out with the locals and seeing what we do to get by in these months. And I got to give the people credit that come up here from New Jersey or some faraway state like New Hampshire, you know, at this time of year. Usually people hang out. They don't come here till July or August and maybe come back September, October to see the leaves. But the real gutsy ones, they show up in mud season. And Mr. Man, they get a treat that people from away that never do that only show up in the good months. They get something special.
Gary, this sounds like an opportunity for me to come set up a hot dog stand and sell some of those good Maine red snappers.
Oh, you know, if you did that and you threw in a couple of whoopie pies on the side and iced down a little moxie, you've got yourself a banquet right there.
Well, I could certainly do that. That sounds delicious.
Absolutely. No, I'm all set. We'll even get you a steamer. We've got one right there at Fuller's Market. They probably wouldn't mind a bit if somebody set up alongside the road there and brought a little more, a little more class to the place. So we're trying to class it up a little bit instead of just, you know, stave up equipment.
Well,
so
I figured it's a moneymaker.
It's a moneymaker. And as you know, here in the state of Maine, you always got to look for that opportunity. And most Maine people have two or three jobs. You can't get one job, ain't going to get it done unless you're that lucky one that got elected governor or whatever. But if you're not the lucky one that got elected, well, you better be scrambling. And you're a good Mainer. Already thought of a way to make a little more money off a good situation like Frosty's.
And we thank you, Gary, for joining us today. That was Gary Crocker, Maine humorist, in our Humor Me for ME Maine, Humor Maine segment. Thanks again, Gary.
Medicare is so confusing. I didn't know where to get help, but I wouldn't call a plumber in Arizona to fix my pipes in Maine. So don't call some out-of-state 800 number to navigate Medicare plans when your help is right here at home. The Senior Planning Center represents all Medicare Health and Part D plans. They have trusted professional experts in every county. You should call them for your free Medicare review.
Due to COVID-19, we are prepared to meet with our clients in person following safety protocols or by phone. Call 223-6565 today. That's 223-6565.
We have with us Dr. Len Kay, the director of the Center on Aging for the University of Maine System, whom, by the way, used to write an article called Sage Lens, or call them Sage Lens, for the Maine Seniors Magazine. And, of course, you have written numerous things in your capacity there. And one of the things, Len, you wrote about that I think is still timely and trending is about seniors staying in the workforce longer.
Yeah, the issue becoming of increasing concern, actually, especially since the pandemic came upon us, because it's creating an interesting situation.
Well, in fact, to that point, we have really two subjects that I think go hand in hand. You and I have discussed these before, and it is social isolation. So with work and the importance of work for its social benefits. And if we have a situation where folks really need to get back into the workplace in part for, if you will, that social need to be met, that becomes difficult when they're trying to work part-time, but a lot of that part-time work is now having you quarantined to your own home office.
Precisely, David. The pandemic has had two major impacts. It's resulted, interestingly, in an older adult either deciding to retire sooner than they expected or deciding ultimately that they want to remain in the workforce longer than they anticipate. So you're finding folks like myself, who just turned 70 this past October, rethinking their own personal situation and determining whether it's time or it's not time to think about moving down the road toward retirement.
You know, that's interesting. I mean, one that you're 70 and I'm 60 now. That means we must have known each other roughly 10 years, I guess. But that indeed what you're saying is right. We have many people that we've worked with through the Senior Planning Center, the company that I work for now. And these folks are reconsidering whether they want to work full time because they've had the opportunity to work from home. And inevitably what this has done is allow them to have a little bit more autonomy, still getting their projects done, but realizing that maybe they don't want the commute going back to the office structure, but maybe they look at more of a part-time or working as a consultant.
I think you're exactly right, David. Folks have rediscovered their home. They've rediscovered, in a sense, family life. They've rediscovered the pleasures of walking around the neighborhood, of starting a garden in the backyard, of adopting a puppy and taking it for a walk. And it's not so bad. There's considerable pleasure that is derived from all of these opportunities on the home front. But you said something very important early on, and that was that working provides someone not only with compensation, but and that remains very, very important in a world where the costs are always increasing, and many folks live on limited income. But folks also need a social network. They need folks who they can call friends and confidants. They need structure in their lives, and they need an identity. And for a lot of us, the workplace provides all of those rewards. So it not only results in a paycheck every 2 weeks or every month, but it also gives us a reason for getting up in the morning and gives structure to our day.
Well, then we know that folks are living longer and living healthier. Is there some correlation to that and the fact that they as well are staying in the workforce a little bit longer? And then along those same lines, I'm wondering if we have a potential to sort of get away from the ageism of what used to exist in the workplace. I don't think it does as much anymore. I think employers value the experience, but there's a possibility that if more and more are willing to stay in the workplace, but not necessarily on a full-time basis, part-time or as consultants, that should be something that employers would welcome.
You would think so, wouldn't you? I'd like to think that my 40 years of experience brings with it a decent measure of wisdom, some expertise. That experience is valuable, and it's the case for everyone else who's had an extended work career. So it's a win-win when you bring older adults on. It really is. By the way, research tells us they're the most loyal of employees. They record the fewest sick days. They are more reliable in some respects. They are very responsible employees, and employers need to remember that and need to give older adults the same opportunity that they would give younger people.
Very good, Len. Sage Lens, Dr. Len Kay, the director of the Center on Aging, University of Maine, with us, and I really appreciate the great information. We look forward to having you on again.
Always my pleasure to join you, David.
So, Len, on final thoughts, since spring is a-coming, I guess you had a little poem to read.
Well, yes, I do, and it's by Percy Blythe Shelley, The Sensitive Plant. And spring arose on a garden fair, like the spirit of love felt everywhere. And each flower and herb on earth's darkest dark breast rose from the dreams of its wintry rest.
Boy, that is beautiful. But I've got one I sort of threw together. It's a little bit more like a Maine-sounding spring poem, if you will. Springtime is a renewal in part. due to flowers that are like nature's art. The crocus and daffodil give such a colorful thrill that they give us all a big jump start. Well, with that, that's our Senior Power of Maine program